Yo, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back, and actually to the final episode of Beat Talks and Chops. It's really sad. It's been a good run. Season one, you know what I'm saying? We went crazy. We talked about some, you know, mainly beat stuff. We had guests on, which I'm having another guest on today. You guys know him.
Yes, sir. Kiss these.
We up in a building. Yes, sir. Today's going to be the longest episode. I'm saying about 30 minutes. We want to bring some good content to you guys. Mainly just regular conversation because, you know, we brought a lot of sauce already. But what's going on, bro? What you got going on?
It's good, bro. How you doing?
I'm chilling right now, bro. I know you was just developing photos. My bad, you know?
Nah, bro. It's so time-consuming, bro.
Yeah, bro. You sound dead. You sound drained, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah, it's good. Because it takes like an hour to get the film out, and then you have to develop the pictures like actually on the paper, and that takes like time too.
Yeah, bro.
Time-consuming.
Dude, I always thought about doing photography too. Like,
It's cool. It's cool, but like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Like taking pictures, like it's cool, like learning about the apertures and everything.
Yeah,
but then like it's just like really like time consuming. Digital would be cool.
I was just about to ask you like if you could, would you do digital?
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. I think that would just be fun as shit too. Cause I know me, I got a little DSLR, Nikon. I just be shooting around sometimes. Like it's just cool to have like pictures and stuff. But
yeah.
But besides that, bro. Just, you know what I'm saying, want to just get school out of the way, you know what I'm saying, talk about what we got going on in school. So right now, we're actually really close to the end. We're about to be on break soon, at least for college. And I got an essay due, bro. That's going to be tough. But
I got an essay due. It's about education, so I got to make a topic about that.
What class is that for, bro?
English,
bro. I'm not messing with English. I gotta do English next quarter, and that's gonna be a struggle.
It's cool. It's just be on top of it. Don't lack.
Speaking of next quarter, I'm gonna segue to my next topic, bro. You know, this is Beat Talks and Chops, and actually, next quarter, I'm gonna be doing computer music, so look out for that. When I do computer music, it's basically like what me and Chris do already, just making beats and stuff like that, but a class.
Light work,
nigga. That's light over, work. Bro. I swear, bro. Yeah, I'm about to be doing that as a class, so you mean I'm saying be on the lookout just in case I drop anything, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
That's light work. You guys already do it on the daily.
Dude, on the daily, bro.
And now it's just gonna be easy. It's an 4.0.
Easy, bro. Chris gotta hop on that too, because I know you like that.
Chris got his class set up. He's trying to aim for online classes mostly.
Low key, online classes are kinda easy. I kinda like them. Yeah. I do a hybrid class right now, and it's cool.
Hybrid is easy. Hybrid is so
hybrid
easy.
Hybrid is fire, bro.
Because, like, you learn from the teacher, and then you basically just go home and use what you learned.
Yeah.
Like, homework. Online is, like, kind of tough because you got to learn by yourself. And if you don't got discipline, then it's out the window for you. If you think, like, you're chilling and you don't do work, and then you try to do it, and then you have no guidance, it's over.
You got it. Anyway, I just had a topic. I just was going to talk about something. Dang, you said you wanted, you know what I'm saying? You wanted to get in the studio, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bro, you know, obviously we do music and stuff like that. And, you know, me and Kisties, you know, we just been discussing about music, bro. Like, if we should make a song or something like that, just for fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take time. It's raps.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Also, guys, you guys see the camera. You guys can see us visually right here. This is something new. You know how to introduce it because, you know, all these other episodes, I didn't have a camera. And, you know, it's the last episode. You got to do something special, bro. Got to do something special for my niggas. You feel me? But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We chilling. You know, we had a little bit of trouble setting this stuff up.
You know, the jack was not working, bro, on my headphones. His was working, but mine was just not good.
Just pure L, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say.
Mine was just an L.
Just pure L. That's it. That's all I got to say.
That's an L.
But, basically the little 3.5 to quarter inch adapter wasn't working, you know what I'm saying? I know you guys don't care, but, you know, I just got to fill up some time, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, man, what you got planned for the break? Like, goal-wise, bro.
For the break,
yeah,
be done with classes
for sure. I mean, that makes sense.
Just gonna be chilling with family. Just basically just time to just rest chilling up real quick after the quarter, kind of get my mind straight.
Yeah,
get these videos ready for YouTube.
Yes, sir. Check out Kisties on YouTube.
Cause It's 2019 right now. Basically, 2020 is coming. That's going to be the year where... That's a takeover year. Because 2018 was the year of us being known, stuff like that. 2019, it's the learning experience, basically like a plot, you know, the rise in action.
We're finna hit the climax right now, 2020, this is where we show out,
you know. I'm letting these other YouTubers and stuff kind of get their shine real quick. 2020, when it comes, it's over.
That's gonna be the grind, huh?
Because this summer, like I said, I was gonna grind. Like, it was hard because I was at my mom's and I was spending time a lot with my mom and stuff like that. But okay, that's not an excuse. I should have still dropped videos. But like with us, like me, you, Chris, like everybody, you're gonna be driving, working. Like, we're gonna have money and everything. Like, and then I'm having my vacation set already. My birthday, I'm ready getting that set, video set. What cameras I'm gonna get? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm getting everything ready. You know, and 2020 is just gonna be a takeover year.
Take over, bro.
So just watch out. Me, Sehaw, Chris are gonna be coming for everybody's head tops, especially you Washington heads. We're gonna be coming for you guys. We're gonna be on top.
Talk your shit, bro. Talk your shit. Yes, sir. Nah, for me, I say for my break, I'm actually just gonna get to work, bro. Cause facts. I feel like for you, bro, I feel like you in terms of school and in terms of YouTube, you've been doing work. For me, I've been slacking off this whole quarter, so. When break time comes, bro.
Wait, work as in like school or?
Oh, I mean, no, I'm talking about, I'm gonna get like, I don't want to say too much, bro, because I like to just do stuff undercover and then just drop it or like do stuff, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I just want to work on personal stuff. I mean, I should be getting my job at Chick-fil-A anyway, so you know what I'm saying, we can do that. But at the same time, it's just, you know, just other stuff like personal stuff too. So
yeah.
I'm gonna be working hard, good. Bro.
Did you get your schedule for Chick-fil-A yet?
Dude, see, the thing is, bro.
No.
I texted my boss, and he's just still not responding. Like, he said I had the job in the interview, so I'm not really worried. But if he just cut me off like that, bro, like, that's not even right.
Nah, he didn't.
Yeah, there's no way. But if he did, and I find out, expose that nigga.
expose him. I think you're good, bro. Maybe he's just, like, he has other people he hired too, so... Or trying to figure out a way, or still figure out the schedule since you don't have transportation like that yet, that easily.
Nah, but see, that's okay, I guess. Yeah, but I figured
He should have
texted me back. But
You should have Ben like hit you up or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or tell him to like, hey, what's up with the schedule with Sam?
You're not smart. I probably will. But if you guys didn't know, I'm gonna be working at Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm saying?
You know, congrats to my boy, everyone.
Yes, sir, my pleasure. My pleasure.
You know, he got his job now. Everybody, congrats him. You know what I'm saying? Congrats to Sayoff for getting his job.
I'm finally going to have money in my pocket after, 16 years of living, bro. Never
remember. Save.
Save on God. Bro, I swear I'll save. I don't even spend money like that, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my banana. You feel me? Bro, I don't know why every time we come in here, there's this banana, bro. And he's off that. That's all I gotta say.
He's off that, bro.
He took the
bathroom break.
Yeah. Could he do the bathroom break? Yeah.
All right, bro. What's did you think of the topic yet that you're gonna ask me?
Topic? I was supposed to ask you a topic?
Yeah.
What did you talk about?
The topic earlier. You're like, the topic. Oh, I forgot. I always forget. You said that.
Guys, please rewind this and tell me if I said that, because I swear I did not say that, bro.
It's in the beginning he said that. But what is it called? So for this final project, since it's like 40 minutes, what is the main objective?
There wasn't really a main objective for this one. I actually wanted to chill, because I feel like the other ones I kind of tried to like do something or something or something.
Too specific.
Yeah. This one's gonna be broad. We're just gonna be chilling and stuff like that. I feel like it's more personal.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't know.
So what's your 2020 resolutions right now?
2020, like things I want to get done, or like
goals? Yeah. What you
goals? I mean, I don't want to be too serious in this. After we speak on this, I'm just, you know, I'm saying chill, but. 2020 resolutions, you feel me? I want to get better at making beats. I mean, I'm already pretty good, bro. A lot of you guys don't, like, I always talk about my beats, but you guys don't know because I don't release my stuff. I want to perfect it before I get it out. But, like, perfect my beats. So, one thing I've been doing is making a rap beat and an R&B beat every single day. And no one knows, I have a lot of beats just in my computer. And then I also, bro, low-key, I'm trying to learn how to sing, bro. Tell me that wouldn't be fire, bro.
That's fire.
That's fire. Just for fun. And then
I did choir, like, elementary school, so I got a little singing experience.
My guy got the vocals, bro. You gotta give us an example real quick.
Heck no, not right now. Yeah. Not right now.
Nah, bro. I heard Filipinos can sing, bro. I feel like...
Hell yeah. Especially the girls. The girls can sing.
Yeah, bro. I swear Filipinos can sing, bro.
Yeah, they be doing the ukulele, the one song. What's that? You're my sunshine in the rain. Something like that.
Oh, no.
When I show you the song, I know.
Somewhere.
Yeah. If you watching right now, you probably know that song.
Yeah, no, I noticed that. Why is all the Filipinos be with the ukuleles? This shit, I just realized.
Yeah,
that.
Ukuleles are fire, bro.
That is drip, bro. I'm about to make a ukulele sample beat. But other goals, I want to get more into fashion and stuff like that for sure. Especially now that I'm getting money, like I want to start. I know it's like, I feel like everybody wants to do this stuff I'm doing, but I know I could do it different, bro. I know I have the sauce, bro. So
yeah.
Yeah,
that's so what's the plan with me, you, Jobin? That song, or me, you, Chris?
Shoot, we can just make one for fun. I feel like in the beginning, just to see, like, get a feeling. But you know, we can make a song for real. We can make a song for real.
Hey, so. Do you have a SoundCloud you need to drop music on?
I have one set up.
Hey, how do you drop music on SoundCloud?
It's simple. You just click. It's like uploading on YouTube, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
yeah, I didn't see that setting.
My
ever.
SoundCloud is just Seha, so Seiha. That's all you gotta find. And it'll come up. So it's cool. It's cool.
What's better, to drop music on YouTube or SoundCloud?
I feel like now it's better to drop music on YouTube because it's kind of moving. I feel like SoundCloud was a thing in 2016 because that's when I was coming up, and like, you know, everybody was just hopping on that. But YouTube is good, but it's also good to it's good to upload on everywhere. I feel like YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify is probably the main three you should be uploading on.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. But
I remember there's this one time when SoundCloud was about to go out of business and somebody saved it.
Ooh, yeah, who saved it again?
It was that one person. It was
I remember what you're talking about.
What is it, Childish? No, it
isn't Childish. Chance the Rapper? Chance the Rapper, probably.
Was it Chance the Rapper?
I think it was Chance the Rapper, yeah.
It was Chance the Rapper, pretty
Shout
sure.
Shout out Chance the Rapper.
So somebody gave like millions of dollars to save it. Damn. Bro, imagine if SoundCloud was gone. Bro, nobody would be coming up that easily.
Facts, bro.
They'd have to go on YouTube, which would mean YouTube would be more, like, would have more users daily nowadays. But, bro, I feel like as more programs are opening, more platforms, bro, like, like SoundCloud, TikTok, all this other stuff, bro, like, all the audience is spreading.
You know? Did you hear about what's happening on YouTube?
Bro, Coppa?
Coppa!
Dude, ruining
that, bro.
Dude, I hope to God, bro.
As a content creator, you really got to be careful, bro.
Huh?
As a content creator, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you have to be careful now, bro. Like, it's so dumb, bro.
They're doing too much.
Like, YouTube is ruining its own... It's like Fortnite, bro. Like, it could be popping, but no, they're just ruining their own platform.
I think what I watched in a video is that it's not really... What's that bitch face? Susan? You know, the CEO?
Yeah.
It's not really her fault, but I think it's... I forgot it was some government rules
that
they can't.
It's just dumb, bro. It's because, like, they don't want kids watching stuff. It's like, dude, it's not our fault. We're content creators. Yeah. It's your fault, the parents. Why, bro, it's like, control your kids.
They got to make a YouTube Kids, like Nick Kids.
They do. They do.
They have it?
They have YouTube Kids. This is what I don't get. No, bro. This is the thing, though. If your kid is watching stuff that's not appropriate, don't let your kid watch it.
Yeah, it's up to you.
It's you. How is it our fault?
It's not.
It's not our fault. It's like this. People that, you know, weird people that have, like, that pull up and, like, whatever, trying to, like, take people, right? And they give candy. You know what I'm saying? Those kind of people are, like, you know, like, I'm not going to say
pull
the word, but.
White van.
Just a weird white van. Like, weird people, right?
Pull up.
They're prevented, right? Not everybody's getting, you know, kidnapped or anything, right? Yeah. Like, us. Like, look, we're safe. Like, we're good. Like, we're safe, right? Because our parents, like, we know what to do. It's like YouTube. We're making videos, but it's not our fault if it's not appropriate for the kid. That's a kid's fault. That's
but,
a parent's fault.
Yeah, yeah, it is a kid's and a parent's fault. But at the same time, I know kids are smart enough nowadays at like 5 or 6 to just make an account that is 13 plus.
So on the videos I've been uploading recently, there's you're supposed to put a setting. It says like kids like or not, like is it for kids or is it, basically is it kids for not? I never checked it yet, cause like it basically, if you pick kids, it reduces your audience, you know, like so only the kids can see it now. But then if you do non kids, it's only adults.
Is adults including teenagers, like certain teenagers, or is it?
I'm not sure according to the rules.
It's probably 13 plus or something.
Probably like 13, 14 plus, but like. It's just dumb, bro. It's not our fault, bro. It's like we're putting stuff out for content for us.
Yeah.
And it's like basically this. People, when you watch YouTube videos, you're paying people. If they have ads, you're paying people, right? Let's say like you don't want to pay them. You don't want to give them money, right? You don't want to give like people that you don't want to watch.
Mm.
Don't watch it.
Don't
watch it. Like for me. Like some people, like if I don't even know like a YouTuber, if I just don't want to watch the videos, right? Or like just basically don't pay them by watching an ad.
Yeah.
Don't watch it.
Simple, bro. It's just common sense. But you know what I'm saying?
But like at the same time, I get what they're getting. Like, oh, the kids have iPads, iPhones. The parents not gonna be by them 24/7. But like, shoot, why is it bad that they're watching us? I mean, it's not our fault. And then now they're trying to put out a law. Or a rule that's gonna reduce, like, that's gonna ruin some people's career or upcoming career.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's messed up. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna see what YouTube has in store for us, bro, in 2020.
Bro, I don't wanna be grinding and then later on YouTube shuts down later and shit. Like, bro. I fucking wasted my time.
Yeah.
And then what platform am I gonna take next? TikTok?
Hell fucking no,
Instagram?
Bro. I hate TikTok.
Instagram?
Bro.
What? Snapchat? Like, I've been watching YouTube my whole life. It started with that Charlie kid, Charlie? BF versus GF. Bro, that was the
Who's
best
Charlie?
Era. Charlie bit me.
Oh, that nigga, okay.
But, bro, the best era of YouTube was when BF versus GF was hot. That was the best era of YouTube. Mm-hmm. That was when YouTube was hot,
I'm going to list out some shit, bro. If you're watching
Everybody
this.
Was, oh, my, BF versus GF. Zias was coming up.
Yeah. That was a little later. They had BF versus GF. They had, who else?
They started it, though. There was no swag into YouTube
they
before
had,
BF versus
Smosh,
GF.
They had Smosh. They had Niga Higa, the Asian nigga.
Yeah, Markiplier, right?
Markiplier. That gaming nigga.
The
else?
Minecraft people.
Of course, they had PewDiePie, all those niggas.
PewDiePie. Bro, that's a hot era of YouTube, bro. That's like, look, I don't get it. There was bad content before, right?
Yeah.
Like, BF vs. GF, there's stuff like, shoot, like, kids shouldn't watch that, right?
Hell no.
Where was the copper rule back then? Why now? Because YouTube don't want to see us win. It's just simple like that. I bet you they're mad right now because YouTube people took this YouTube career and expanded it to where now.
I don't think they care, bro. YouTube
they
makes
do,
so
bro.
Much money, bro. I think.
No, you know, content creators, be some of them be making way more than these people.
Than YouTube and some YouTube employees, probably.
They're like,
but I feel like, I don't know. I don't want to give all the blame on YouTube. I feel like there's something else that's restricting them. I know Susan's doing her best. Shout out Susan.
Nah, bro. I kind of disagree with this guy because if it shuts down in a couple years or something goes wrong.
Yeah, that would suck, bro. I'm not going to lie. But hey, hopefully it goes good for the point until you get a platform. You feel me? Because once you get a platform,
you
have
a
following,
platform.
Then. It's cool, but
yeah. Hopefully they fix it by then, bro.
YouTube, bro.
Come on, YouTube, step up your game, bro.
YouTube. You're right, bro. YouTube's been a part of my life for a little.
you guys been part of my life since like diaper days.
Shit, I don't know about diaper days. I say like when I was 6 or like 7. That's when I got on YouTube. I say not 8 when I got on YouTube. Because my brothers would be watching YouTube and stuff like that.
If YouTube goes down, me and CR are just going to make another platform.
Create it. Yes, sir, bro.
What if we did, bro? Oh, my God.
Dude, I don't know what it would be called, but it would be fire, bro. It would have the best stuff on there.
Not YouTube, but...
Me Cube. Hey, that's so ugly, bro.
Me Cube.
Me Cube, you feel
hey,
me?
Bro, you seen that Me Cuber?
Yo! Bro, I was looking through MeCube. I saw this nigga Kid Steez.
MeCube on Kid Steez. Question mark. Kid Steez on MeCube.
MeCube sounds like some real stuff, actually.
MeCube.
Like, that sounds like a real company, bro.
That's going to be hard to start up, though, and stuff like
hey,
that.
Hey, bro, just remember this. You hear it here first, bro. MeCube, bro. If anybody copied that, fuck them.
Copyright. Copyright yes, strike. You know what I'm saying? We own it right now. We
Yellow mark. Taking all your money.
Red. Strike.
Channel. Terminated.
Sue.
Yes, sir.
And then we go to court.
I'm going to see you in court.
Take a couple millions off of you. Then just start a business from there.
Speaking of business, bro, would you ever start a business when you're older?
Hell yeah.
What you trying to do? What you trying to call it?
I'm not sure, but I've been interested in that and investments.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, bro.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do that, bro. I explained it in a different episode.
What if we started something like Amazon, bro? Oh, my God.
Jeff Bezos, we rich, bro.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates talk, bro. Bill Gates is a goat, bro. Washington's a goat.
Bro, I love the state, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Though sometimes it pisses me off because of weather.
Facts.
Sometimes. But, like, Washington's actually a goat, bro. We're not like Cali where everybody's fake.
Facts, bro. There's real people up here, bro. I think it's because all this good air, bro. We have good air up good here, air. Bro. There's trees everywhere, bro.
Cali? There's nowhere but fake. Fake in the hills, you know what I'm saying?
Cell towers and shit.
But it's all good because when me and Sierra get to the hills, we're going to bring that Washington realness, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to have a house in the hills, but I don't know if I'll stay there permanently, bro.
Just rent. I mean, keep a house there, go back and forth.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. For sure. But I want to explore different states, too.
Money coming, go. I got girlfriend and measure. Money coming. All right, Deshae.
Shout out to Shay. Shout out all the people from Washington, bro. Even if you're weird, bro. Shout out Lil Mosey, even though he's kind of weird.
He been repping, though. Not going to lie. Deshae, Lil Mosey, they been.
We're going to be the next
one. But Lil Mosey kind of dissed Seattle, though.
I'm saying, bro.
Kind of dissed Seattle because he made it on the hills, flexed up from Seattle to Los Angeles. And then he's like, fuck Seattle. Fuck him.
Nah, we'll be the next step from this area, bro.
It's all good. It's all good.
There's going to be good people representing this area, bro.
Yeah, bro. If we get the Sonics back, too, it is raps. I don't know.
When did they ever, like, when were they gone?
I'm not sure.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute, right? It's
been a minute, yeah. But when the Sonics are back.
I know my neighbor was obsessed with the Sonics.
When the Sonics are back, catch me in a Sonics fit every single day.
Bro, Sonic, like, I feel like they have the best colors.
Hell yeah. Like, everybody rocks their colors. They're like the yellow, Sonics, green.
Oh, what is the Air Maxes? It's like 270s or something like that? It has the
95?
Nah, it's like, it has like a bubble in the back. I don't know. I think you have them. I don't know. I swear, Air Max 270s. Let me search it up. My phone's
right. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think they have a Sonics colorway, though. That one's fire. That's like my favorite shoe. Like one of my favorite shoes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. But I think I know what
you're talking about. I'll show you after. But, bro. What's your favorite shoe, bro? What's your favorite silhouette? Like
Bread Force.
Oh, you going crazy with the Bread Force. Too. Bread Force. Oh, okay. That's kind of, no disrespect, it's kind of basic, but it makes sense. It's a good shoe.
Not basic.
Bread Force?
Yes, it is not basic.
Low-key.
Those are OGs.
I don't know. I feel like that's a basic answer.
Bread Force or Concord 11s?
I like Crocs, bro.
All right, just take a moment of silence real quick for that, guys.
No, I like 95s, though.
95s?
Yeah, 95s are sexy.
Bro, the infrared Air Maxes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's 92s, 93s, something like that. But all the Asians made it like mainstream, so I just had to return the shoe. Had to return it, bro. Can't be wearing it when you see every Asian wearing it, bro.
The what is the Air Max 1s or some shit? That everybody
Air Max Zeros, bro? Those are rare as hell.
I've never seen Zeros. I've seen Air Max 1s and people abuse that shoe, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That shit all the time.
Oh, yeah. But I never had an Air Force 1s, though.
Bro, Air Force 1 is one of my favorite silhouettes, bro. You need Forces, bro. But at the same time, bro, it's like it doesn't work on everybody. Like, Air Forces don't look good on everybody.
Yeah.
But I love Air Forces, bro. Mm-hmm. Black Air Forces, to be exact. But, bro, I'm hungry, bro. I'm hecka hungry.
I'm hungry, too, no cap.
After this, I'm about to... What the fuck? I'm about to go crazy on some food. But
Orange Chicken, Panda Express.
Bro, that Panda Express be slapping, bro, but it'll be hurting my stomach after, bro. I'm like,
what?
Yes, bro. I don't know how you were able to eat Panda just day after day like that, bro.
I can eat every day.
Yo, Panda is good. It's good. Don't get me wrong, but it's just, it be hurting my stomach. It's same with McDonald's, but McDonald's makes sense.
I just wish, like, you can eat unhealthy stuff and nothing will happen to your body. Like, imagine the rules were reversed. Vegetables and anything are unhealthy, and then all the unhealthy was healthy.
Bro, life would just be easy for every nigga then, bro. It wouldn't, I would be scarfing down greasy-ass chicken every day, bro, if I could.
Bro, if unhealthy was healthy, Cold Stone. Every day.
What's the other one called? Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins. I would go crazy.
No, Cold Stone slaps more.
No, Baskin Robbins better. Oh my god, Baskin
you're
Robbins.
Tripping, bro.
No, I'm not, bro. I'm sorry.
Cold Stone is better than Baskin
Robbins. Baskin Robbins better and it's cheaper, bro.
I know it's cheaper, but Cold Stone just has more flavors.
Cap.
Bro, Baskin Robbins just has cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream goes crazy.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough. That's all that I always get.
Cookie dough is like the goat, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
What's your top three ice creams?
Top three has to be cookies and cream is one.
Okay.
Two is like cookie dough.
Okay.
And then three is like Reese's.
Ooh, okay. All of those are in my top five. I say my first one's cookie dough, then Reese's for my second one, and then I like mint chocolate chip for my third. I love mint chocolate chip.
Mint's disgusting.
You're fucking weird, bro. Mint chocolate chip smacks, bro. Yeah.
I was eating ice cream last night, and this is the sound.
Yeah, chill out.
Rocky Road is so disgusting.
Pure L. What?
Dude, Rocky Road is the most disgusting chocolate ice cream.
I'm sorry, bro. I haven't had it in a minute, bro. I mean, it makes sense because I don't fuck with that shit anyway. But
hey.
What's up?
Freestyle real quick.
For this last bit?
No. Who said this is the last bit?
Okay, you want to extend it more? Okay.
All right, ready? Yeah. I'm a spit beat. Ready?
Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm chilling in the studio. You know, I be chilling with Kisties. I'm out in Valise. Eating the exotic cheese. Ooh. And I'm going real crazy. I be so damn lazy, but it's cool. This girl rocking out in the other room. You got no rhythm. Please stop beatboxing. You're trash. Oh my god, I'ma go get the cash. I'm in first and you going in last. Alright. You want to put a beat? You want me to put a beat? Or what? Nah?
Yeah, put on a beat.
Oh, like my voice? You want to put it on a real beat?
Just put on a real beat.
You got to whip out your phone then. Because I can't play through.
Oh my god.
That was a little something, bro. It was off beat. Like, it wasn't like on beat, so I couldn't rap
like
that.
Yeah, he raps like Blueface because he sucks.
All right, bro. Chill out. Because if we had a nice beat. Hey, bro. Watch. I'm going to make a channel. XXL video freestyle coming out, bro. Watch. And I'm going to kill every nigga in the video, bro.
Alright.
Oh yeah, you go.
Hey, Dragon Street.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm spinning and it's lit. Yeah. Look at Sam's lip.
Oh, lip.
And he's slime. Oh, wait. Okay. Hey, you know that I'm going. Like a thuder, she be throwing. I'ma have you floating. Like a guesser, she be going. Like a love with a potion. Like I'm wavy like the ocean. Oh, like I'm spitting bars. My name's the Marshy, riding in my car. Getting zooted, going up to Mars.
Yeah.
Then I hit her head, all she saw was stars. Hit her in her dome. Like the fucking set, and he's home alone. Like an ice cream cone. I don't ask for two, and I'm getting dumb.
Hey,
why she suck on me?
Yeah.
Hey, why she fuck on me?
Fuck on me.
Why she drop a bitch, she testing me. Then I told her she ain't no loyalty.
Loyalty. Hey,
and she testing. And you know me and Sarah, we besting. Like we drop a vid and then it's testing.
Testing.
And we drop that fade, put you to resting.
Resting.
And you know that I ain't bluffing.
Bluffing.
Drop a vid, I put you in a coffin.
In a coffin.
And you know that I ain't capping.
Yeah, ain't capping.
Like your main and your side, she wanna tap in. On the phone that I'm calling. Like a basketball that I ain't balling.
Balling.
I don't care, I'm short, but I'm still tallin'. And you know that you be smallin'.
And you smallin'.
I'ma kill this beat.
Get a beat.
I'ma put you down in the seat.
In the seat,
Baskin Robbins is a treat.
Treat.
And I... Okay. Yeah. Hey, 23. Bye. I don't rock to 3, bye. I rock 24. Like a fucking liquor and you want some more.
Want some more?
I do not say clean, so I'll pour some more.
Pour some more.
Ride it on a diet and you know she dying.
Dying.
I'ma drop that shit just like a fucking pilot.
Pilot.
Like a dropping miles and you know I'm miling. Like a fucking foreign and you know I'm driving. Like a garbage that you just be piling.
Ooh.
Just like one night she... Ah! Just messed up.
All right, I gotta choose a new beat.
Hey,
I gotta find acapella. He wrote it.
I got white bitch and her name is Bella.
Bella. I'm gonna just choose a random beat, bro.
So what made you pick this class?
Why did I pick this class? Honestly, bro, it just sounded interesting. I'm really interested in like sound engineering and stuff like that, and video and stuff like that. And I knew it just wouldn't be like a podcast thing. So we got a sample in here. Ooh. Hey, if this beat suck, I'ma switch it. My guy went 2 minutes. I gotta go 2 minutes too. Oh, I be vibing in the backseat. I just be chilling. I'm chilling. But no, I ain't pillin'. I don't do drugs. No, I ain't a thug. Cap. I be high in the sky. You gotta stop it. I be high in the sky, riding in that cockpit. I'ma do a song, and then I'm gonna drop it. Might just drop a snippet. Then you finna take it. Copy it. You gon' bite my style. I been doing this shit for a little while, psych. I just rap for fun. I'm a cool kid, but I don't got a gun. But when I peel up, you still gon' run. Yeah, I'm going crazy, so sucking smooth. Oh my God, yeah, I'm really that dude. Trues on the jeans, and I'm going real cool. Ooh, ooh, eating that ice cream at Baskin Robbins. Oh my God, I'm that bird, I'm fly, but no, not a robin. Oh my God, I be jocking, you be clocking. I hit your ass in the face and you gon' I messed it up, I'ma bring it back. I'm that cool cat spinning shit straight from the top. Oh my God, she give me slot. Yeah, I'm finna talk on that walkie-talkie.
Hey. Hey, I top it up, and you know I run it up. Like, yeah. The views, I'm gonna suck it up. Like, bitch, she just go, oh, fuck, I can't hit the beat.
Right, hold on, check, hold on. This beat's slow as shit, bro. Honestly, it's kind of hard.
Like, all right, ready?
Yeah.
Stuck in a pit. Stuck in a pit. Stuck in a pit. Yeah. Hitting my jams just like a jit.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. And you know she's in my Range Rover. Got my bros sipping on it like a leftover.
Yeah,
leftover, yeah. Thanksgiving, that shit hits different.
Different.
And you know I be hitting and that shit not missing.
Missing.
And you know I got your girl, she just gonna be kissing. And she climbing up the tree like a squirrel, you know she whipping. Whipping on a nut and I'm sucking on her. What?
What?
Hitting on that shit, you know that is a cluck.
What?
It's a cluck. Like he said, I own no guns. And you know I'm spitting similes, metaphors, it's a pun. Like, ooh, it's like, damn. I just spit a ton.
Yeah.
Like a fucking way. And you know I don't run.
You don't run?
I don't run. And I hit that shit a lot.
Okay.
Like we playing Fortnite, hit that shit because they a bot.
They
hit
a bot.
They a bot. Hey, NPC. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's at the end of the name. And they go inside.
Yeah,
and they
gonna
go inside. And they laying in the room. And I just hit up the bed, hit the wood, and then I shoot. Hit the shoot. Hey, I do not miss. Hit the double pump and then hit it with a kick.
Ooh.
Like I fucking said, and you know that I don't miss. Spit it in the lobby and we get in hella lit.
Hella lit.
Hey, the beat already ended.
Yo, that beat, I'm not gonna lie, that beat was hard to rap on.
All right, guys, I got you.
It was just slow. We gotta get a lit beat, bro.
Lit beat. Lit.
Yeah, chill out.
No, we get it. We gotta get it faster. All ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
You go first?
Yep, I'll go first.
All right, yeah. You could be explicit too, it's cool. You just don't go too hard.
Hey, 12. And we going for the spilling and Glock and we go for kills. Hey, 12.
Uh-huh.
12. Okay. And we going for the spilling and Glock and we go for kills. Going for the spilling and Glock and we pull it in room. Hey, we going for the spilling and Glock and we go with a zoom.
Ooh.
Going in with a zoom and you know we gonna boom.
Hey,
I don't know what I'm saying, you know we bloom.
Ooh.
Like a flower, it goes zoom. Like a fucking NASCAR, and you know that it goes zoom. Like the fucking mop, and we hit it with a broom. Like we fucking said, we gon' hit you with a bloom, with a zoom, with a bomb.
Ooh.
Hit that shit.com. Like a fucking Arjun, he just ugly.
Arjun,
just ugly.
He's just ugly.
And he's rapping about this money. Looking like a clown, looking very funny. Like the window seal, looking very down.
Damn.
Me and Say Ha turn these girls out upside down.
Upside down.
Yeah, we curve them on the phone, they got a frown. Like I fucking say, you shut the fuck up, go on town. Go uptown, okay. Go up to the funk.
Yeah.
Hitting out the shit, cause you know that we a punk.
Yeah.
Bitch, we a P.
Hey.
Bitch, you can't see.
Hey.
Bitch, you can't see me. Bitch, you try to be me, trying to face me. But bitch, you ain't change me. On a gang, on a set. And throwing all this bets like it's Vegas. And you know you didn't make this.
Nah.
Bitch, take this.
Okay.
Take the beat. Yeah.
Okay.
Take the beat.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 Yeah. Okay. She said she liked it when my pants fit. These is high waters. I'ma dive up in those. That's thigh water. Ooh, I'm going crazy. I ain't wanna say it, but when I'm spitting you on, I gotta spray it. I be laying it on this fucking beat. And you know she right on my. Yeah, we ain't gonna say too much, but I'm going real crazy every single day. Yeah, yo, bitch, call me baby. Ooh, yeah.
Let me run real fast like a cheetah. I'ma did that bitch, and you know she didn't see ya. I'ma look it in her face like John Cena. And you know I put her in that shit just like a peanut. Hey, I'm going crazy.
Every day.
Like I fucking say, we going fucking crazy. And you know I didn't even make it, and they going crazy. Like, damn. Okay, like, damn. Hey, making out the shield, and I cool up with a till. Like I fucking said, me and say, I pull up in the hills. And they didn't see like this. And they like this. Yeah. Fuck. I need a different beat. Okay. Wait.
All right, bro. This is the final beat. We got to kill this, bro.
All right. No, this is not the final beat. We got to extend this beat.
You understand it a bit? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Bop. Pull up to the meat show. All right. Ooh. Damn. Ooh. I'm finna fuck her. Ooh. Yeah, I'm finna suck her. Riding even Uzi. Oh, yeah. She got a fat booty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I fucking said, came with a tutor.
Yeah.
Got the gun and then I shoot her.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, alright. When I see a red blood, I put him inside like. Oh. Yeah, alright.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come in real quick.
I'ma come in. I'ma go. I got your bitch. Tic tac toe. I'ma play the fucking hoe. Yeah, you know. And I got a stick, no it don't go. Hey, new face, I'ma hit the bus. Oh my god, yeah, you smell like the must. I got.
Yeah. I pack a hit of Hooters. Oh, yeah, religion just like Buddha. Yeah. I two face, you can't see her. Like, damn, bitch, she wanna beer. Beer. Ooh, treat her like my beater. Hey, trying to fuck one. Now I put her in a cedar. Ooh, yeah. I mistreat her. Put her in a cedar. And you know that I kill her on a set, on a game. Bitch, we with brains. Tucking that shit and I stay in your lane like a Kari. Bitch, came with Cardis. Hey, yeah. And we pull up to the party. Pop up with a gang. Like we pop up with a gang. Like middle school. Came up with a saying. We blow your lane. Go insane like the riot. Pull up like you're dying. And you know we mine. And you know we buying. Hey, put a buying. Hey. No discount. Like I fucking said, we came with a miscount.
Miscount.
Yeah, alright. Okay. Me and say, hard going crit. That's on site. Yeah.
I went to the lunchroom. This bad bitch saw me, said, I want you. I said, okay, you like my curls or something? Like, yeah, let me play with them. I'm like, okay, little bitch, come here with me. We gon' sit down, we gon' watch some TV. Look at my wrist, yeah, it's shining VV. You know it be me, S-E-I-H-A. I be doing this shit all fucking day, young Annie.
Hey, I'ma disappear. I'ma disappear like I'm David Blaine. Make it rain with this cash. Yeah, it's going insane. We need one more beat, bro.
One more beat? Yeah, bro. We don't rap, bro. Like, I know I said I was gonna kill that shit. I'm trash, but it's cool. Like, we don't rap, bro. Ooh, Young Thug.
What up?
You know, I'm messing with it. Hey guys, I hope you guys enjoy this, bro. Alright, you know, season finale, we had to do something with.
Hey, yo, Hector,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pedro in my line. You said you want them facts. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. I love a bachata.
Like horchata. Hey. I'ma hit you up like I'm satanic. And we rapping on the beat, you know that Hispanic. And you know we going crazy, ain't happening. And you know we hitting with that shit, and it ain't branding it happening. Like, Mr. Brennan, what the fuck you do?
What you do?
You a weirdo, and you know that shit true.
Yeah, it's true.
I'ma say, Hawk, come in, cause I've been killing shit, and I'm just going in.
Okay, I say, one of those things, yeah, I ran through that shit like a motherfucking race. Yeah, she said she wanna taste, but I know that shit is late, so I'm not gonna hit it, get the fuck up on my face. I'm a young man, yeah, you know the word. Every time I'm in the Bentley, I gotta swear, skirt, different lane, different day. I'ma change, run it up and get the change. I'ma get the cheddar, I'ma get the bucks. I'm doing shit, yeah, I think you out of luck. I'm doing shit, I don't give no fucks. I'm that nigga, I don't keep it tucked though. Ho, yeah, what's up though? I ain't saying shit, but it's whatever. So much heat, nigga, I'ma change the weather.
Okay,
I'ma change the weather.
Hey, Riding in my car, you vibing. Talking all that shit on that shit on your private. Talking on the phone, cause you know that you was typing. But for one night, and you know that she was vibing. You're riding, you're riding. Ride that chick, you're lying. Talk that shit, you got heart of a lion. And you know you're plying. Like Michael Pryor, you ain't lying. Like a capper, like a bitch, you ain't replying. Ooh, like a sieve it. Bitch, I ain't received it. Hey, I not just a text of you and you're receiving. Hey, like a fucking orange, it ain't peeling. Like a fucking eye message, you ain't seeing. Ooh, yeah. Hey. Okay, let me go crazy with the lyrics with the bay. Go insane. It like fucking logo with a tray. Go insane. Hey, talking all that shit, we blow your brains. On the gang, on the set. Like you're throwing all these bands like Vegas. Bitch, you ain't paying. And you know in my bed, that bitch is where she laying. Like you ain't going. And you know she paying. Yeah.
I said, ring, ring, ring. Who is that on my phone? It's the ugly little bitch. I said, leave me alone. I don't want your bitch. You a dog, need a bone. Oh my god, yeah. I'ma hit you with that. Chrome like I don't fucking tote, but I'm the fucking goat. When I'm off the gas, yeah, I tend to float. I go up in the sky, I'm so high, high. Wait, yeah.
We killed this beat, bro.
We killed it. I don't care, bro. We killed it, bro.
Hope you all right, y'all. Let me outro this.
You want to outro it? Okay. My guy got in the field.
Ugh. All right, guys. Stretch real quick. You know, only bosses stretch real quick. Bosses take, losses. Okay. If you guys enjoyed this, please, 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 please.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate my guy Sale today. Thank you for having me today, bro. Yes, this sir, can be bro. His this last is... one.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I can be on more of his videos or projects, whatever you guys have in you guys' class. But this gonna be the last one. This is the last break. It's the last week for the first quarter. I hope y'all thugged it through this whole thing. I hope y'all, you know, all this stress is gonna come, finals. I hope y'all gonna make it through, bro. Yes, just sir. Put your mind to it, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, if you guys are Running Star students, these obviously like me and Sal, this is our first quarter. You know, this is a learning experience. So don't get down on yourself if you got bad grades, because you guys are gonna make it, right? Mm-hmm. Just put your mind through it. Don't give up.
Nope.
And yeah, just a little life advice real quick.
Yes, sir.
If you guys are going through it, you guys are stressed, depressed.
Yeah.
Coming from me, you know what I'm saying? If I made it through it, you know, if I made it through it, hard work, grind, you guys can make it for sure. You guys can do it, all right?
Yes, sir.
I want you to listen right now.
Yes, sir.
If I can do it, you can do it. Because you guys are a GOAT. You guys are the greatest.
Yeah.
And, yeah, hope you guys liked all of Seha's podcast.
Chill out.
Of all that.
You know, I gotta end it real quick. All
right, wait.
No, I got it. I got to end it properly once you finish.
All right.
Niggas. It's
Kid Steez.
Okay. Bro, what are you doing?
It's Kid Steez. If you guys haven't yet. Subscribe to my YouTube. Me, I have videos with him and our other friend that was on the other one too, Chris.
Yes, sir.
In the I don't know where he's gonna put this, but Kid Steez on YouTube, KIDSTEEZ. And yeah, that's what I got for you guys today, and I'm gonna let him close out.
Okay, so now for the actual call, y'all. I don't know what that was. This is on YouTube, so you can go down and like up that. Spam that like button. If you dislike it, hit the dislike button. I don't really give a shit, to be honest with you. Also, go hit that subscribe button. I know this is my YouTube channel. This might go unlisted. This might go private. I don't know. But Kid Steez's channel will be in the description. I hope you guys enjoy Beat Talks and Chop. Sadly, again, this is the last episode. But as always, I still got that beat of the day. So right after this, you're going to hear that beat. And I hope you guys enjoy this. It's been Sad, a.k.a. The Young Goat. And I'm signing out for season one. Gang.